My friends, you've just heard the gospel story. Mary was going to have a baby, and it wasn't his. No wonder Joseph was worried, afraid, upset, embarrassed, anxious, and confused. What was he going to do? Well, Joseph could denounce Mary publicly, and if he did that, he would preserve his honor in the eyes of Jewish society. But then Mary would probably be executed by stoning. Thus, Joseph is faced with a heartbreaking dilemma. His life is in turmoil because he loves Mary so much. So Joseph acts on the basis of his values rather than on the circumstances. Joseph faces the situation head on, even if he had no idea where it would take him. And being an observant but compassionate Jew, Joseph decides to divorce Mary quietly, thus being able to live with himself and showing mercy to his betrothed. Then into Joseph's rather complicated life comes a voice in a dream from God's angel. Now suppose, in the context of the dream, the angel began singing the words of this familiar Christmas song. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, your troubles will be miles away. So have yourself a merry little Christmas day. Brothers and sisters, no, I don't think that would have worked for Joseph. And I don't think it would work for us either. The thing is that many of us here are probably just as worried and upset and afraid, embarrassed and anxious and confused by what's going on in our lives as was Joseph. The angel in Joseph's dream didn't promise to take away all of Joseph's problems. God's angel tells Joseph to not be afraid of what he can't understand. Take Mary into your home. Accept the child in her womb as the promised Messiah. Say, what? And to Joseph's credit, he followed the angel's instructions without hesitation. And like Mary at the first Annunciation, he accepts and believes. Joseph allows himself to follow his heart and doesn't let his sense of legal obligation to rule. He trusts himself completely to God and offers the hospitality of his love to Mary and adopts the child in her womb as his own. What onlookers might consider a scandal, Joseph and Mary believe is the action of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, messages like the one in the song, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, can easily feed the fantasy that all our troubles will or should be out of sight, miles away, by the time Christmas gets here. And if we believe that, then we've been watching too many movies on the Hallmark Channel. Because songs just like this tend to trivialize Christmas. My friends, the celebration of the Incarnation provides a path for us to make our way through our troubles and our anxieties and our fears by walking with Christ, who was born to walk with us. It's even in his name, Emmanuel. God is with us. And no one would better understand this than Mary and Joseph. because they understood our problems, our troubles, our worries and our fears, our anxiety, our confusion, our embarrassment. Mary, nearing her delivery date, had to make the journey from Galilee. The scriptures don't tell us her mode of transportation, but we do know that the distance from Galilee to Bethlehem is about 80 miles. It certainly wasn't a merry little Christmas for Mary. Brothers and sisters, throughout the Advent season, the same angel who appeared to Joseph has been speaking to us, helping us to dream the dreams of God. Do not be afraid, the angel tells us. God will not abandon us, but will be with us. God will be Emmanuel. For the past four Sundays, we've heard the visions and the dreams of God proclaimed from this ambo. We've been told to stay awake. We've dreamt about the peaceable kingdom in which the wolf shall be the guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. We've dreamt about how the eyes of the blind will be opened, how the ears of the deaf will be cleared, how the tongues of the mute will sing for joy. It's these dreams that have been given to us this Advent to help us to respond to Christ's coming with all the courage and hospitality, with all the compassion and the generosity of Joseph. My friends, you know, even the happiest of our Christmases are always at least a little bit messy with our troubles and our grief, and whatever might be the next 80 miles of our journey. So whether the next leg of our journey is 80 miles, or 8, or 800, we're all heading towards Bethlehem. The name of the town of Bethlehem means house of bread. And how perfect that Jesus, our bread of life, should be born in Bethlehem, the house of bread. And even the word manger, manger in French, means to eat. How applicable is that to what we kind of receive in Eucharist? So don't be afraid if things are a bit messy, and don't hold out for the miracle. Don't be afraid to open your hearts to the child of Bethlehem, who waits to be born in you and to bring you gifts of peace and joy. Brothers and sisters, Joseph's character in a way reflects St. Ignatius of Loyola's words in the Suscipe prayer. Take, Lord, all I have. You have given all to me. To you I return it. Dispose of it entirely according to your will. As we draw to the close of the Advent season and as Christmas approaches, a lot of times it can be difficult for us to hear God's voice in the din of many demands, especially in all of the pre-Christmas frantic activity and festive excess. But my prayer for all of us as we stand on the threshold of the coming of the Word made flesh is that we let our life be the way of Joseph, who, though surprised at God's way of doing things, took a leap of faith, trusted God, welcomed Jesus, and thus found joy and peace. May we give birth to Christ in the world through our compassion, our forgiveness, our presence, presence, and perhaps our ability to see and hear things differently from humanity, to see and hear things as God would have us do. Come, Lord Jesus, Savior, Emmanuel, be with us today and always. Amen.